USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in New York are warning of extreme weather in the Buffalo area and urging residents to take the winter storm seriously. The commissioner of the Erie County Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services and the National Weather Service noted some areas could still get up to 4 feet of snow when the storm wraps up. As Republicans take control of the House in 2023, at least one Republican congresswoman is calling for an investigation into Ukraine.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wants an audit of spending for Ukraine. The Republican introduced legislation this week, but it first must go through committee. The U.S. has aided Ukraine with more than $40 billion in military, humanitarian, and economic assistance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan and other House Republicans on Thursday outlined their plans to investigate the Biden family over national security concerns. In a statement, the White House calls this a politically motivated move based off debunked conspiracy theories. Appearing on Fox Business, Congressman Jordan pushes back.
This is not about getting anybody. This is about getting the facts to the American people, which is part of our constitutional duty. And it's about making sure that we don't have a Justice Department that is operating in a political fashion, which we know it currently is. It's about stopping that. That's the focus.
$100 billion worth of fake designer goods have been seized by authorities at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles so far this year. That's a new record for a single year. In financial news, at the closing bell, Wall Street ending the week on a positive note. The Dow gaining 199 points to close at 33,745. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Attorney General Merrick Garland will appoint a special counsel to determine whether former President Donald Trump should face charges stemming from Justice Department probes. Former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman reacts to Garland's announcement on Fox News.
You're basically just recreating the investigation again, but doing so with a special counsel that's going to be exorbitantly expensive as he assembles a team of people. And now you start to get the sense of the hypocrisy, because where I'd like to see a special counsel, for example, Martha, would be, what about the funds that were running through FTX that may have been going to political campaigns and laundered? What about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? That's where these special prosecutions could have been applied if you're applying the standard across the board to both sides equally.
Almost all Ukrainians' power is restored. This after 10 million were disconnected Thursday. The country's Energy Industry Research Center director said the situation is continuing to improve. He noted that electricity being cut also affects mobile phone networks and electrical pumps that supply water and waste treatment. In a tweet, Elon Musk says a decision hasn't been made on whether to reinstate former President Trump's Twitter account. Musk adding that Kathy Griffin, Jordan Peterson, and the Babylon Bee have all had their accounts reinstated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.